Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stingler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
You know, it's always much more fun to do a post-game show after a Padres win, and I've been lucky enough to be able to do a couple of those in the last few days. The Padres beat the Marlins tonight, as they should, 8-3. Joe Musgrove looked awesome. He did what his fellow two pitchers did in the couple days before him, which is dominate. And so we'll be talking a lot about Joe Musgrove as we go along. We'll be talking a lot about the starting pitching as we go along. And hopefully we'll be talking to a lot of you out there. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. This is Matt Scraby, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. If you wanted to tweet me, you can, at Matt Scraby. But we have a lot of good stuff to talk about tonight. I mean, the narrative coming into the game was one of those of, like, when are the Padres going to put away teams that they absolutely need to put away? And that's what they did tonight. And I know it took a little bit longer than most of us were probably willing to give them, but a four-run bottom of the eighth inning was all it took for the Padres to put it away and Joe Musgrove to move to 8-7 on the year. Tonight was just one of those nights. You just had a good feeling about what was going on, and Joe Musgrove, he looked from the beginning like he had all of his pitches working, and he didn't really struggle all that much whatsoever tonight. I mean, he only walked one batter. He struck out eight. He gave up five hits. Like, that's not a terrible outing in any stretch of the imagination. So the last three outings for the Padres starters have been outstanding. And Padres general manager A.J. Preller made a lot of heads turn when he didn't acquire a frontline starter for the stretch run at the trade deadline. A lot of people, we talked about it on Gwynn and Chris. I mean, the station talked about it all day about how are they going to fill that gap of starting pitching going against some of the better teams in the National League and especially in the National League West. And A.J. Preller, he even came on this very station. He came on Gwynn and Chris, and he told us everything is going to be okay. He said that if the Padres starters don't step up and don't perform, there would be no reason to trade away valuable prospects for one spot in the rotation and acquiring one good pitcher in the rotation. I said it at the time. I felt like A.J. Preller was putting public pressure on his starters with that comment, because he was basically saying, like, hey, we went out and I got you guys here in San Diego to make a run at the World Series, and we're putting together a pitching staff that on paper in the beginning of the year was one of the best in Major League Baseball, and it's just not cutting it. It's not performing. There was a lot of doubt heading into a lot of games with the starting pitchers, but I don't feel like A.J. Preller does that often and puts public pressure on his starters or his players. But it worked, because Padres starting pitching in the last three games has just been outstanding. And I put this up on Twitter during the game. I'm messing with that new stat head thing by Baseball Reference, where you can find all the cool stats and you can find all the random stats. Well, I thought, when was the last time the Padres had three starters strike out this many batters? And so I was messing around with the stat head, and this is an unofficial result, but I came up with that this performance tonight was the most all season, because they have struck out 33 batters in the last three games as starting pitchers. Yu Darvish did 12 on Saturday night against the Diamondbacks. Blake Snell did 13 yesterday against the Diamondbacks, and now tonight Joe Musgrove had 8 strikeouts, which makes it 33. You have to go back in my research. You have to go back to May 17th through the 19th when they struck out 32 batters, the starters, in those 3 days. And I don't think it's very surprising to see that it's Yu Darvish with 10 strikeouts, Blake Snell with 11 strikeouts, and Joe Musgrove with 11 strikeouts. But that you would have to go all the way back to May 17th through the 19th to have something like that happen. So it's been a week and a half since the trade deadline, and pitching got the message. And I think it was the last couple days have just been what Padres fans needed, what Padres fans wanted, and what a lot of people around baseball were looking for. They're looking for the starting pitching for the San Diego Padres to figure it out and to turn it around and to turn on those afterburners as they're heading through August into September. And these last 3 days have been really, really fun to watch Padres in their starting pitching because they have been cruising. So that is my early thoughts. We'll go through everything throughout the post-game show. I'm Matt Scraby, and Jace Tingler, I know he is standing by to speak with the media, so let's go and see what the skipper had to say to the media tonight.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sinley Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sinley Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Asian Resource.
Hey, Jace, congratulations on the victory tonight. Can we start off with Joe Musgrove, what you saw in him tonight, and how nice it's been to have three really nice outings by your starters consecutively now?
Yeah, it's been very nice. He was outstanding again tonight. He's on a pretty good roll. Even the inning, he gave up the run. You know, it was, you know, basically three singles and really had good location to all his pitches tonight. Used his fastball well. The cutter, slider, curveball were all effective. He battled and made pitches, executed when he needed to, and just did a great job. And being able to give us the six innings tonight and got some swing and miss and had some strikeouts in there, just thought he was outstanding tonight.
Eric Hosmer had a couple of big hits for you tonight. That home run to answer in the second inning, and of course the RBI in the eighth inning. He had a rough June. I mean, there's no question about that. But since July, he's hitting .358. And what can you tell us about his rebound from that tough June and the contributions that he's been making at the plate here recently?
No, it's been spot on. I think even right before the All-Star break, I thought, you know, that week prior, he was swinging the bat really well, and then he's came out of the break. And just really putting together great at bats, versus lefties, versus righties, and then, you know, tonight was able to get us on the board there, quickly with the home run, and then the big add on there, you know, with Manny leading off with the double, Jake doing just a great job getting him over, and then, you know, Haas left on left, got something out up over the plate, didn't try to do too much, and just stayed in the left center gap. So big at bats tonight from Haas. Even the walk to lead off an inning, he was really good tonight, and he has been. Like I said, probably even a week or so up before the All-Star break.
Austin Adams getting into the ball game tonight. It's been a little while. How nice was it to see him come in and do what he was able to do tonight, especially after not having been on the mound for a little time?
Yeah, I was, you know, obviously he hadn't pitched in a little while. So, you're hoping he was able to knock some rust off. You know, he'd been up in the bullpens, certainly last night, maybe the night before as well. So for him to come in and obviously had the slider working and a lot of swing and miss. So, really good. He kept his pitch count down and should be available tomorrow as well.
Thanks, Jace.
AJ Casavo.
Jace, what is in the absence of Fernando, what does Manny's steadiness, not necessarily his production, just his steadiness, his day-to-day mean to what this lineup can do?
Yeah, without Fernando right now, and I wish I could say, yeah, Manny's stepped up, but he's just so good and consistent all the time. He's able to get on base, he's able to drive the ball. Obviously, he can drive the ball out of the ballpark, just big at bats. You feel so good with him up at the plate, and also on defense when the ball's hit his direction. So many good things that he does, but he's just so just consistently good throughout the year. Does a great job of just managing how to play each and every day. You know, I think he's always been good at it. I think he's just gotten better over the years of the way he takes care of his body and just manages a full season, honestly. And so I think that helped him just stay very consistent throughout the year. And obviously he's one of the greater players in the league.
You kind of have some question marks at the back end of your rotation. I'm wondering if you get the kind of performances that you've gotten from these three guys the last 3 days, just how much that helps with, like, when you have to use a bullpen there, if maybe a guy gets taken out early. Like, what does these three outings do for, like, maybe the way you plan the rest of the
game? There's no doubt. It certainly freshens up, you know, some of the guys. It gives them a chance to be just a little bit sharper, a little bit fresher. And so, you know, from Darvish to Snell to Musgrove tonight has really lined us up well for tomorrow and Wednesday. So, you know, we got to be ready to go. We're playing pretty good baseball right now, but we want to continue that.
That was Padres manager Jace Tingler speaking with the media after an 8-3 win tonight. The Padres have now won 3 straight games, and they are looking like they are taking care of the teams that they're supposed to take care of, like they were with the Marlins tonight. They were 4-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. Joe Musgrove, he went 6 innings. He gave up 5 hits, only 1 earned run. He walked only 1 batter. He struck out 8. His ERA is now 2.81 on the season. Pierce Johnson with another nice outing in relief of Joe Musgrove. He went 1 inning, didn't give up any hits, no walks or anything, but he did strike out 2, so very good outing. I guess if you really want to point to one of the low points, it would be an Emilio Pagan outing tonight. He went 1 inning. He gave up that home run to Lewis Brinson there late in the game, and that put 2 earned runs on his stat total, and it made the game a little bit interesting there for a second until the Padres then broke it open in the bottom of the 8th by scoring 4 runs. And then Austin Adams, you know, you can hear it in my voice, I'm a little nervous whenever Austin Adams comes in, because he can either be really great or he could be really wild, and tonight he was really great, and he struck out all 3 of his batters and sat down the Marlins and put the win in the win column for the San Diego Padres. They are now 65-49 on the season. Let's get a quick standings. We're going to go through this during the out-of-town scoreboard a little bit later, but let's check in on the standings real quick and see where the Padres are. They are currently 7 games behind the San Francisco Giants, but we already knew that. That's not what we're really concerned about. The Reds did lose tonight, so the Reds are now 3.5 games back of the Padres for that wild card spot. So the Padres are still in the driver's seat. I said this on Saturday. Padres control their own destiny. They are 3.5 games up on the Reds, and they are 7 games up on the Atlanta Braves. So if the Padres want to go to the playoffs, they have it's their choice. They are going to play themselves into the playoffs, and that's a good, really good spot to be in. The Padres right now at 65-49. So really, really nice spot to be in. Really good night for the Padres. We're going to go through everything here as we go along. We're going to talk to Coach John Quintero. We're going to name our players of the game, our play of the game. We're going to hear from possibly a player. And we're just going to have some good old times tonight on the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. If you want to join me, 833-288-0973. If you're leaving the stadium and you're caught in some traffic or something like that, give us a call. Let us know how the game was tonight. Let us know what it felt like at the stadium. But that number, once again, 833-288-0973. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes with our game highlights and talking to Coach John Quintero on your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
This is Jace Tingler from the San Diego Padres, and you're listening to Padres Baseball on 97.3 The Fan.
Matt Scraby back with you here in the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan after a Padres win over the Marlins 8-3. There was a lot that happened tonight, and there was a lot of good stuff that happened tonight, so let's hit it with the rewind, or not even the rewind, the highlights is what I meant to say.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights, presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at EcoWaterSoCal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Joe Musgrove, he had some pressure tonight. Not only does he not want to get lit up by a bad team, he also was trying to live up to the two pass starts from Yu Darvish and Blake Snell. That would be 25 strikeouts and two wins in 2 days for Padres starting pitching, and No Joe was up to the challenge. He retired the first three batters in order, striking out Miguel Rojas to start the game, and Marlins pitcher Zach Thompson, he matched Joe Musgrove early and retired Fam Frazier and Manny Machado. Top of the second wasn't as sharp for Musgrove. Lewis Brinson led off with a single. Then Musgrove needed only three pitches to retire Brian Anderson for his second strikeout of the night. He got Alex Jackson to fly out for two outs. That brought Brian De La Cruz to the plate, and he was able to single. So there were two Marlins on and two outs for Sierra.
Runners lead at first and third. The pitch is lined out towards left center field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. Pham cuts it off in front of Grisham as Brinson comes in to score, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead here in the second on an RBI single by Magnuri Sierra.
That was a brilliant way of pronouncing that, Jesse. I knew it was, I heard him say it earlier in the game, and I couldn't find the pronunciation, so Magnuris Sierra with that one. Musgrove then came right back and struck out pitcher Zach Thompson to end the inning. Bottom of the second, and after Jake Cronenworth lined out, Eric Hosmer, he stepped in the box with no one on.
One and two, Hosmer swings, hits this one in the air to deep right field, forget it, way back, gonna go, home run again for Eric Hosmer, his 10th of the season, and this game is tied at one in the second.
On cue, Eric Hosmer gets a changeup left up in the zone, and he hammers this ball over the barrel deck. Ball's on the line. 101 off the bat. Eric Hosmer continues to swing a hot bat. 1-1. It's 10th of the year. 51st RBI.
Absolute no doubter.
And that was an Eric Hosmer hater alert, everyone out there who was not a fan of Eric Hosmer. He is starting to come back to the Eric Hosmer that we need as a Padres team, and an Eric Hosmer that knows how to get to the playoffs. I'm just saying. Trent Grisham would later walk in the inning, but Eric Hosmer's homer was all they could really muster, but it was tied up, so that's all that matters there. Top of the third started with a Miguel Rojas single, then something clicked in No Joe. It was go time. He struck out Jesus Aguilar, Eason Diaz, and Lewis Brinson in order, so five strikeouts for Musgrove that thus far. Bottom of the third saw Tommy Pham walk, then Adam Frazier singled to left, and Pham went to second. Then Manny Machado was at the plate with a runner and scoring position.
Nothing in one. Manny swings, lines one out into right center field. That's a base hit. Tommy Pham is rounding third. He's on his way home. He will score. The throw comes into second, and the Padres have taken a 2-1 lead. Manny Machado with his 78th RBI of the season. He's closing in on the National League lead.
And the Padres would take the lead, and they would not look back. Joe Musgrove, he would collect two more strikeouts in the top of the fourth, going three up, three down. And one thing I think all of us want to see is the Padres scoring some runs to give a cushion. And that's what they did in the fourth. Eric Hosmer walked, then Trent Grisham worked a one-out walk. So Hosmer on second and Grisham at first, and Victor Caratini trying to help his stats.
Partner in a bullpen.
Hard hit grounder through the right side and a base hit for Caratini. Hosmer is rounding third. He will score. Throw goes into second and another RBI single. This one for the catcher. And the Padres lead it 3-1. The walks come back to bite Zach Thompson.
Absolutely. Can't walk people and expect them not to get home when you got Victor Caratini at the plate. So one out with Grisham on third. That would bring Joe Musgrove to the plate. And normally we wouldn't play one of these, but he did help his own cause.
Nothing in one on Musgrove. Caratini at first, Grisham at third, swinging away, and he hits it in the air to right field. De La Cruz is going back. He will make the catch, tagging up Grisham. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Joe Musgrove with a sacrifice fly. His fourth career RBI, first in a Padre uniform, and a 4-1 lead in the fourth.
So that was a pretty big play right there. His fourth career RBI, his first as a Padre, and I think right off the bat, a lot of fans in the stadium and a lot of fans watching on TV and listening on the radio all thought that Joe Musgrove was going to hit a homer. I think everybody wanted to see it happen, but a nice, loud sacrifice fly, and as you heard Jesse say, his fourth of his career and his first as a Padre. So save that highlight, Thomas. That's going to be you know, one of those NFTs in the Hall of Fame one day for Joe Musgrove, his first RBI as a Padre. The fifth saw a couple base runners on each side, but nothing to talk about here. Joe Musgrove went back out for the sixth and did more Joe Musgrove things. He walked a batter, but otherwise got out of the inning no problem. That's when Pierce Johnson handled the Marlins in the seventh, and Emilio Pagan, he actually came in and replaced Pierce Johnson in the eighth. Pagan sat down the first two bats, but allowed a single to Eason Diaz, and then Lewis Brinson did this.
One of the plays of the year. As Brinson hammers this one in the air deep down the left field line. That is a fair ball and a home run. Lewis Brinson with a two-run shot off the bricks. Just to the right of the foul pole painted on the side of the Western Metal Building. And don't go anywhere. All of a sudden, this is a 4-3 game in the eighth inning.
And all of us in unison did that thing where you grab your shirt right around and you go, oh gosh, it's getting a little hot in here. 4-3 now. We don't like this. This thing's always happened to the Padres and to Padres fans. Emilio Pagan giving up a home run again. This was getting a little too close for comfort. I gotta say, I was sitting here thinking, really? They're gonna let this one go? Well, Pagan, he ended up getting out of the inning, but the Padres were not going to let the Marlins get back in this. And with an out in the bottom of the eighth, Hosmer singled, Will Myers singled, move Hosmer to second, then Trent Grisham strolled to the plate and did the rest.
Lefty-lefty, the 1-1 pitch, and Grisham lines it the other way. That will get down, a fair ball. It's going to roll all the way to the corner. Hosmer's on his way in to score. Myers racing behind him, he will score. Grisham's heading for third. The slide, he's in with a two-run triple and a 7-3 Padre lead in the eighth.
Yeah, 7-2, or what? Thomas, what did he say? It cut out right there. 7-3, that's what I thought, but it said 7-1 in my ear. Anyway, doesn't matter. The Padres are leading the game at this point. Victor Caratini would tack on one more with a sacrifice fly to right, and the Padres would go up 8-3, and that's when they would go to the top of the ninth. Jace Tingler chose to send Austin Adams out to finish the game, which can be interesting at times, but he struck out the first two, and then he faced Magnaris Sierra.
2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. A 1-2-3 three strikeout inning for Austin Adams to close it out. Padres take game one of the series against Miami 8-3, and they have won three consecutive games.
Three consecutive games and games that they absolutely needed to win. So the final totals on the game tonight, the Padres score 8 runs on 9 hits. They give up no, or they don't have an error in tonight's game. The Miami Marlins score 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. The Padres were 4-for-7 tonight with runners in scoring position. The Marlins were 1-for-4. Musgrove, 8-7 on the season after 6 innings of 8 strikeout ball with only one walk and only one earned run given up. Pierce Johnson, eighth hold of the season, striking out two in his inning of work. And then we talked about Pagan. He gave up that home run, two earned runs, but it ended up not mattering because Austin Adams came in. He got an inning, and he struck out 3 to close out the game. So the Padres moved to 65-49 on the 2021 season with a lot in the balance. With each game here on out, they are 3.5 games up on the Cincinnati Reds in the wild card race. All right, I know that we have some people on the phone that are waiting to get on and talk with us about the Padres win tonight, so just keep holding. If you can hear me, you are in line. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. But first, I don't want to keep him waiting any longer. Coach John Quintero joins us here on the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby, and Coach, It was one of those nights for the Padres. You just could see it that they were going to go out there and do what they needed to do tonight. And Joe Musgrove, he was looking as good as he has all year.
Well, Joe's put together three great starts in a row, and this is 3 days in a row where the Padres starters have really stepped it up and taken a lot of pressure, Matt, off of the bullpen. It started on Saturday night with Darvish's outstanding 7 innings and 12 strikeouts. Yesterday, Snell, 13 strikeouts, going deep into the ball game, another 7 innings. And then tonight, Joe went out there and spun 6 innings. If he didn't have that tough second inning. He probably was able to go a seventh, but right from the get-go tonight, that slider was tight, the curveball was tight, and he really overpowered a lot of the younger Marlin hitters tonight, I thought. They were really, it almost like they had the weighted bat in their hand trying to hit that breaking ball.
Yeah, it did almost look like that. And that's got to be a good feeling for Joe Musgrove. There's just something about Joe Musgrove. When he's pitching well, you can see it. He wears it. He has this sort of aura around him when he's pitching well, and he had that tonight. And he also got himself his first career RBI as a Padre. How about that? Huh.
Well, you know, that was good. In fact, the Padres had two sac flies tonight. Caratini had one there late in the ball game when the Padres added on in the bottom of the eighth inning. But those are the little things that a lot of times go unnoticed. Padres played another solid ball game defensively. You mentioned they didn't make an error tonight. That's 10 games in a row, Matt, without a miscue. They're playing good defense. They're getting good starting pitching. And, you know, tonight they ended up blowing the Marlins out. I think it would have been nice if they could have maybe gotten a few more runs for Joe when he was in there, so every pitch isn't so critical. But at the end of the day, they're taking care of business. After that tough loss in a real disastrous way on Friday night, they've come back and played three really, really nice ball games, and now tomorrow night they're going to go with a bullpen. It'll be Craig Stammen and a variety of different guys, but everybody's pretty well rested. And I thought Austin Adams, we hadn't seen him in a while. They gave him a little bit of a breather, and I don't know if he was bothered elbow or forearm or shoulder or whatever, but I think they gave him a little rest, and he came out tonight and looked really good striking out the side to end the ball game in a non-safe situation.
He did. He looked awesome. I said it in the recap. I was like, you know, sometimes when you throw out Austin Adams, you're not sure which guy you're going to get, and it's either really good or really bad, and tonight was really, really good. Manny Machado, we've been talking about this on Gwynn and Chris, about who the National League MVP would be if Fernando wasn't, for whatever reason, able to come back and play a meaningful amount of games down the stretch. Some are saying that Bryce Harper is in the lead now for the National League MVP, but when you look at Manny Machado, he's hitting .288 now. He picked up another two hits tonight, and he is closing in on being the leader for runs batted in the National League. I would think that he has to start getting some mention in the MVP talk.
Well, I would certainly think so. Manny's doing a great job right now. And then you throw in his defense and another nice play out there in right field tonight where he fielded a hard-hit ground ball through the runner out first base. You know, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't seem like the media is a big Manny Machado fan. But, you know, he finished third in the batting last year behind Freeman and Mookie Betts. And, you know, I look at the Dodger ball club. They don't have an MVP. I Fernando, I think, was the leading candidate in the clubhouse till his injury, and hopefully he's going to come back here in a short period of time. But, you know, I think Manny definitely deserves a lot of consideration. You know, I read an article over the weekend. Everybody's talking about Bryce Harper. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Bryce Harper, when I pick up the paper every day, I haven't really noticed anything all that special. Now, they're playing a lot better baseball, and they've got a three-game series opening up tomorrow at Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So I'll probably see him play quite a bit in the next 3 days because I always try to, especially with the time difference, I can watch the Dodger game, and then I can tune into the Padre game or listen to it on radio wherever I'm at that point in time. But, you know, I just think Manny sometimes gets overlooked because of Tatis, and it's hard to say that. But, you know, last year, think about how he got on that great roll and did a marvelous job. And, you know, I've been so impressed. I've got a greater appreciation the last couple of years for Manny Machado than from his days in Baltimore. You know, I'd catch those games. A lot of times, Matt, I was at the ballpark, you know, down around the batting cage, getting ready for a Padre ball game, getting ready to do the pregame and postgame. So, you know, Manny, early in his career, I'd only see him here and there because I was usually at the ballpark. But watching him every day, I got a greater appreciation for him.
Yeah, he is one of those players that you definitely have to watch when you're at the ballpark because he puts in the work. I remember when we used to go to the stadium and broadcast the show back in 2019 from Petco. Usually if Manny was having trouble at the plate or anything defensively, you know who was out there at 2:30 p.m. hitting with just him and the coach is Manny Machado. He's putting in the work, and not many people see that beforehand.
You know, the one thing that I would say about Manny that's been very interesting for me to watch, you know, he hasn't even turned 30. He's 29 years of age right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And What's interesting, and you know, you see like a guy like Albert Pujols, when he comes to the ballpark, all the young kids want to pick his brain, they want to talk to him. You watch a lot of the younger players on other ball clubs that come into San Diego, and even when Manny's out on the road, very interesting how a lot of the ball players, the Latin ball players, they gravitate to him. He's got great respect within this game, especially from the Latino ball players that know his resume and know what he's done in this game. And, you know, I think, to me, that says a lot when other ball players are coming up to Manny and wanting to pick his brain and talk to him. And they, you know, some of them probably have worked out with him down in Miami during the off season. But that tells me a lot when you see a lot of young ball players gravitating to a ball player and trying to get to know him a little bit better, renew acquaintances. Tells me there's a lot of respect there.
Yeah, that's a really good observation, Coach. And I wanted to talk about Eric Hosmer as well. He feels like he may, the trade rumors and the trade talk, he feels like it's been lifted off of his shoulders because he has been great the last couple weeks. And I'm looking at June 18th in his season, in his game log, and that's like the last time I could really see it being the lowest batting average of the season for him. He was .248 June 18th, and you fast forward all the way to tonight, and he has worked his average up to .279. He hit the homer to tie it up, and Eric Hosmer, you know, as much as criticism as he gets, he still goes out there and he still performs, and he's performing at a high level right now.
Well, you take a look at Eric. He hit .172 in the month of June with one homer and six RBIs and an on-base percentage of .226. Then you take a look at what he did in the month of July. And by the way, that month of June was the worst month of his major league career. In July, in 73 at-bats, Eric Hosmer hit .370 with a .446 on-base percentage and a .507 slugging percentage, I should say. I mean, Eric Hosmer right now is on a roll, and he swung the bat exceptionally well tonight. He hit his 10th homer of the year, had that big RBI single and the uprising there in the eighth inning. Hey, you know what? Maybe those trade rumors got him jump-started. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, keep it rolling, because right now he's swinging the bat as well as I've seen him as a member of the San Diego Padres.
Yes, and they need everything that they can get. So anything else, Coach, before we let you go for the night?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. This is a ball club. The Padres in their home ballpark ought to be able to take care of. I mean, there's some talent on that Miami team. A lot of inexperience, but there is a lot of baseball talent. And if you get sloppy or complacent, they can beat you. But, you know, tomorrow night you got a great veteran starting the game. I don't know how long Craig will go tomorrow night. I would imagine the goal is probably at least two, if not three. That would be pushing them a little bit. But they got a lot of guys down in that bullpen raring to go. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of excited. I know he was supposed to throw a bullpen today. I don't know how heavy a bullpen it was. I heard it was going to be a light bullpen. But I'm pretty excited to see Daniel Hudson out on the mound in his Padre uniform for the first time, whether it's tonight or Wednesday. It's going to be in the next day or two. But I'm excited about that. That's going to add a lot to this ball club. And I also think you got Matty Strom pitching tomorrow night. I would think where Matt's at in his rehab, and, you know, he's looked good when he pitched the other day. I think he could probably go two innings tomorrow night as well.
I forgot about Daniel Hudson. That's an awesome addition to the bullpen, and you got Matt Strom, like you said, so things are setting up very nice for the Padres in the next couple days, and especially after getting through tonight without really having to use too much of the bullpen. All right, Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on the Padres postgame show. I will be talking to you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Matty. Good win by the Padres. Good solid ball game tonight in every area. Swinging the bat, playing defense, great starting pitching, bullpen, aside from Pagan giving up that ball off the Western Metal Supply Company. It was just fair. He'd been pretty good, man. I wanted to mention one thing on Pagan.
Yeah,
Pagan,
sure.
Going into tonight's game, he had only been scored on one time in his last 15 appearances. So, you know, a little mulligan for him tonight.
Yeah, definitely a mulligan. I didn't realize it was 15 appearances, but he's going to bounce back just fine. All right, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All righty, man. I'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow night.
That's right. Tomorrow night, Coach and I will be talking again, hopefully after another Padres victory. This is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby with you, and if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. I should say you can listen to Coach and Brandon Soprenant weekdays from noon to 3 here on 97.3 The Fan. Let's go out to the phones. I know we've had some people holding for a while, so I thank you for holding. And let's start off with Noah. What's going on, Noah? How's your night going?
What's up, Scraby? How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good, man. We just left the park, man. I'm flying down the I-5. Uber's going about 120, man, and we had a hell of a night. I was a little concerned, you know, and we got off going. We got the four runs. In the eighth, when Fagan gave up the two runs, I was worried, like you said, grabbing my shirt, you know, wondering what's going to happen. But we kept up the hits, man, and it was lights out. And everybody was playing 100%, you know. I don't like the slow stuff. I'm tired of hearing about Manny's internal clock, man. I like when we're firing on all cylinders, and that's what I saw tonight, man. And I'm ready for that all the way through September, man. And I'm not hearing the Reds pulling up on us. I'm hearing second or first in the West.
I love it. I love the confidence. And tell me about Joe Musgrove tonight, because he looked like he was pretty confident on the mound. What's it like when he's dealing and you're in the stadium?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. And he's throwing strikes. We see it all day, man. Strikeout after strikeout. After watching Darvish and Snell throw those games, I mean, we were ready for something. And it well, not as many strikeouts, but such command of the game. If we can keep that going, man, that it's beautiful. That's Padres baseball. It felt like a real game today, and that's what I want to see, honestly, for the next 10 years.
Awesome. I love the phone call, Noah. Appreciate you joining us here on the Post Game Show, 97.3 The Fan. I love that passion. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So hopefully I'll hear from you again in the future, Noah. Appreciate the phone call. Let's take one more before we head to break. 833-288-0973 if you want to jump in line. But let's go to Kathy. I know that Kathy is feeling good after three straight victories for the Padres.
Well, three straight victories for the Padres, and Hosmer hitting like he, you know, hadn't been in June, but I'm so happy to see him back doing what he started off doing at the beginning of the season. And the other thing I wanted to say, I was up in Oakland a couple of years ago because my cousin, you know, lives up there, so I'd stopped and gone to the stadium. And I remember seeing a game. It was on a Monday night. And they, I think, were actually in first place that year. It was like in 17 or 18, I can't remember which year. There was nobody in that stadium. Nobody. Mm-hmm. So to hear that and to see all the people at Petco tonight, it's awesome, Scraby, to see all the Padre fans coming out, representing our team. Keep it up, because that's what's going to help. That's what gets these guys fired up. And just keep going to the games.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Thank you, Kathy, for the phone call. As always, you make a good point. It was it helps the players to know that their fans are behind them, and it helps the players to play well when the stadium is full and it's full of Padres fans. I think that it goes without saying that they can feed off that energy. I've talked to players before that say that the fans do absolutely make a difference. We saw it last year with no fans in the stands. The players kept saying that it was just weird without fans to cheer from them. So Kathy's absolutely right. Everybody needs to get out there to some Padres games, and everybody needs to make sure that they're out there cheering on their team, pushing them towards the end of the season. So thank you so much for the phone call, Kathy. We're going to take a quick break. The Padres beat the Marlins 8-3 tonight. They move to 65-49 on the season, and Joe Musgrove picks up the win to move to 8-7. Good for Joe, because he doesn't get the run support all the time. So I'm glad that he got the win tonight. And with that, we are going to go to break, and then we're going to find out who the player of the game is going to be when we get back. We're also going to hear from Joe Musgrove, so that there's still a lot to go here on the Padres postgame show. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. But otherwise, we will be back here in about 3 minutes on your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
What was the turning point of the game?
Take a listen to today's play of the game on the Padres Radio Network.
1-2, Hosmer swings, hits this one in the air to deep right field. Forget it, way back, gonna go. Home run again for Eric Hosmer, his 10th of the season. And this game is tied at 1 in the second.
On cue, Eric Hosmer gets a changeup left up in the zone. And he hammers this ball over the barrel deck. This ball's on the line, 101 off the bat.
Eric Hosmer with the play of the game, and the reason we chose that as the play of the game is because that tied the game up early, and it did not allow something weird to happen where the Marlins felt good about themselves and end up winning the game. Eric Hosmer did that in the bottom of the second inning, and very important home run for Eric Hosmer, I believe, too. He went 2 for 3 on the night, and he drove in 2 runs. He walked once as well tonight, so he was on base all over the place, and I've never understood why people don't like Eric Hosmer. I know that he can hit ground balls and double plays and all that stuff, but Eric Hosmer is a winning player, and he's got the pedigree to play into deep October in Major League Baseball. He's already done it once, so I like Eric Hosmer and where he's at right now in this season. We need to step aside right now because I know that No-No Joe, he does not need to wait for me. I'm Matt Scraby. I am No-No Joe. Okay, I'll stop that now. But anyway, let's go into the clubhouse and hear from Joe Musgrove when he talked to the media earlier tonight.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Hey, Joe, great job once again tonight. How'd you feel out there tonight compared to some of your last couple of also solid outings? And it looked like the breaking pitches were there for you once again, especially that slider.
Yeah, not as sharp as I have in the past. Past handful starts, felt like it was a lot more mental focus on the positions I was in. Whereas in the last couple, I was able to kind of just find that rhythm and roll with it. A lot less thought and just more focus on execution and driving it to my spots. But tonight, my bullpen was pretty poor before the game. About every curveball I threw ended up over the right-handed batter's head. I just couldn't get a feel for it. And physically, the delivery itself didn't feel much different than it has in the past. It felt very similar. I just didn't really have a great feel. And that's probably the first time in the last 5 or 6 starts that I haven't had a good feel for the curveball. That's been a pretty good weapon for me. So I was still able to get it in the zone. Fell behind a couple guys where I'm usually able to land that first pitch curveball to get ahead. We're getting behind, but was able to make the adjustment and get it back in zone. I think the slider was a lot sharper for me tonight. Had a really good feel for that throughout the night. Used the 4-seam later in the outing that last time around the lineup, mainly in that 6th inning. Threw really good cutters down away to the righties, backdoored a couple to the lefties. The 4s up and into righties that I was trying to get to. I wasn't getting it up and in. It was kind of cutting back over the middle, so I gave a couple base hits on that. But overall, I think the damage that I gave up wasn't too bad. I was able to manage it and keep us, you know, in a good position. And again, the offense coming through and picking me up after I give up one, getting me right back in the game is huge, allowing me to kind of, you know, clean the slate and start back at a 0-0 score. You know, and then Pagan gives up the homer late and they bounce back with 4 more runs there. So really good support from the offense, some good plays defensively. The ball up the middle that I tried to kind of kick and stop, Frazier made a great play on that. And then Vic was real good behind the plate all night.
As far as the streak that you guys are starting to put together between you, Snell, yourself now, I mean, how important is it for this ball club for you guys to be able to do what you've been able to do and give that bullpen a rest and just establish you know, a good foundation to put up a win for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we got too many good pitchers on this staff for us to be performing the way we have lately. You know, and although we haven't maybe given up so many runs, you know, not getting out of the 5th inning is not something you can do for a 162-game season. So hopefully we got all those out of the way and we can rattle off some, you know, a good stretch of consistent deep starts here. It was really nice watching Darvish and Snell go out there and dominate. That kind of, you know, as a starter in the rotation, it gives you the fuel and the, you know, just the I can't find the right word for it, but it motivates you to go out there and match what they're doing and keep up with them. And I felt like I was in a good – we were all talking about – the 12 punch outs or 13 punch outs, if I was going to be able to top them. And I felt like I was in a good position and I was lining myself up to do that, but wasn't able to execute great 2-strike pitches in those middle innings. I had a lot of opportunities, but wasn't able to put them away. We got outs, but you know, wasn't able to finish them off with quality breaking balls.
I mean, that's pretty fun. The relationship, it seems like you guys have, you're supportive of each other, but you also push each other and there's always that competitiveness.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I hope that was a turning point for Blake. You know, he's been real frustrated with his performances here. And, you know, I know he expects a lot more out of himself. So maybe he needed a solid start like that, you know, back-to-back good starts to really catch that wave and ride a streak. So I think when you got Darvish, you know, hot at the start of the rotation, you know, setting the tone, it's a little easier for us to kind of fall in line and just follow his lead.
That was Joe Musgrove speaking with the media after his win tonight, 8-3. The Padres beat the Marlins, and they needed to beat the Marlins tonight. Big, big win for the Padres. You might think, why are you saying such a big win? Well, every win is a big win down the stretch because, well, as you'll find out here in the Out of Town Scoreboard when we get back from break, you are going to hear why the Padres needed that win tonight. So stick around. We're going to get to that when we get back. We're also going to tally up the home runs, and we're going to name our player of the game. And there are plenty of candidates, so make sure you stick around and you listen for who is the player of the game. I'm Matt Scraby. Padres win tonight 8-3, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
What was the turning point of the game?
Take a listen to today's play of the game on the Padres Radio Network.
1-2, Hosmer swings, hits this one in the air to deep right field. Forget it. Way back. Gonna go. Home run again for Eric Hosmer. His 10th of the season. And this game is tied at 1-2.
On cue, Eric Hosmer gets a changeup left up in the zone. And he hammers this ball over the barrel deck. Ball's on the line. 101 off the bat.
Eric Hosmer with the play of the game. And the reason we chose that as the play of the game is because that tied the game up early, and it did not allow something weird to happen where the Marlins felt good about themselves and end up winning the game. Eric Hosmer did that in the bottom of the second inning, and very important home run for Eric Hosmer, I believe, too. He went 2-for-3 on the night, and he drove in 2 runs. He walked once as well tonight, so he was on base all over the place, and I've never understood why people don't like Eric Hosmer. I know that he can hit ground balls and double plays and all that stuff, but Eric Hosmer is a winning player, and he's got the pedigree to play into deep October in Major League Baseball. He's already done it once, so I like Eric Hosmer and where he's at right now in this season. We need to step aside right now because I know that No-No Joe, he does not need to wait for me. I'm Matt Scraby. I am No-No Joe. Okay, I'll stop that now. But anyway, let's go into the clubhouse and hear from Joe Musgrove when he talked to the media earlier tonight.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Hey, Joe, great job once again tonight. How'd you feel out there tonight compared to some of your last couple of also solid outings? And it looked like the breaking pitches were there for you once again, especially that slider.
Yeah, not as sharp as I have in the past. Past handful starts, I feel like it was a lot more mental focus on the positions I was in, whereas in the last couple, I was able to kind of just find that rhythm and roll with it. A lot less thought and just more focus on execution and driving it to my spots. But tonight, my bullpen was pretty poor before the game. About every curveball I threw ended up over the right-handed batter's head. I just couldn't get a feel for it. And physically, the delivery itself didn't feel much different than it has in the past. It felt very similar. I just didn't really have a great feel. And that's probably the first time in the last 5 or 6 starts that I haven't had a good feel for the curveball. That's been a pretty good weapon for me. So I was still able to get it in the zone. Fell behind a couple guys where I'm usually able to land that first pitch curveball to get ahead. We're getting behind, but was able to make the adjustment and get it back in zone. I think the slider was a lot sharper for me tonight. Had a really good feel for that throughout the night. Used the four seam later in the outing that last time around the lineup, mainly in that 6th inning. Threw really good cutters down away to the righties, backdoored a couple to the lefties. The fours up and into righties that I was trying to get to, I wasn't getting it up and in. It was kind of cutting back over the middle, so I gave a couple base hits on that. But overall, I think the damage that I gave up wasn't too bad. I was able to manage it and keep us, you know, in a good position. And again, the offense coming through and picking me up after I give up one, getting me right back in the game is huge, allowing me to kind of, you know, clean the slate and start back at a 0-0 score. You know, and then Pagan gives up the homer late and they bounce back with 4 more runs there. So really good support from the offense, some good plays defensively, the ball up the middle that I tried to kind of kick and stop. Frazier made a great play on that. And then Vic was real good behind the plate all night.
As far as the streak that you guys are starting to put together between you, Snell, yourself now, I mean, how important is it for this ball club for you guys to be able to do what you've been able to do and give that bullpen a rest and just establish a good foundation to put up a win for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we got too many good pitchers on this staff for us to be performing the way we have lately. And although we haven't maybe given up so many runs, not getting out of the fifth inning is not something you can do for a 162-game season. So hopefully we got all those out of the way and we can rattle off some, a good stretch of consistent deep starts here. It was really nice watching Darvish and Snell go out there and dominate. That kind of, as a starter in the rotation, it gives you the fuel and the I can't find the right word for it, but it motivates you to go out there and match what they're doing and keep up with them. And I felt like I was in a good, we were all talking about the 12 punch outs, the 13 punch outs, if I was going to be able to top them. And I felt like I was in a good position and I was lining myself up to do that, but wasn't able to execute great two strike pitches in those middle innings. I had a lot of opportunities, but wasn't able to put them away. We got outs, but wasn't able to finish them off with quality breaking balls.
I mean, that's pretty fun. The relationship, it seems like you guys have, you're supportive of each other, but you also push each other and there's always that competitiveness.
Yeah, definitely. And, I hope that was a turning point for Blake. He's been real frustrated with his performances here. And, I know he expects a lot more out of himself. So maybe he needed a solid start like that, back-to-back good starts to really catch that wave and ride a streak. So, I think when you got Darvish, hot at the start of the rotation, setting the tone, it's a little easier for us to kind of fall in line and just follow his lead.
That was Joe Musgrove speaking with the media after his win tonight, 8-3. The Padres beat the Marlins, and they needed to beat the Marlins tonight. Big, big win for the Padres. You might think, why are you saying such a big win? Well, every win is a big win down the stretch because, as you'll find out here in the Out of Town Scoreboard when we get back from break, you are going to hear why the Padres needed that win tonight. So stick around. We're going to get to that when we get back. We're also going to tally up the home runs, and we're going to name our player of the game. And there are plenty of candidates, so make sure you stick around and you listen for who is the player of the game. I'm Matt Scraby. Padres win tonight 8-3. And this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
Nothing in one on Musgrove. Caratini at first. Grisham at third. Swinging away and he hits it in the air to right field. De La Cruz is going back. He will make the catch. Tagging up Grisham. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Joe Musgrove with a sacrifice fly. His fourth career RBI, first in a Padre uniform, and a 4-1 lead in the fourth.
You heard Jesse say right there, De La Cruz, and here comes bad joke time. More like De La Luz. If Thomas could give me a rim shot, that'd be great. Matt Scraby here with you on the Padres postgame show. Thank you very much, Thomas. I needed that. I felt like I was on an island there for about good 5 seconds that turned into a month. The Padres beat the Marlins 8-3 tonight. Joe Musgrove is our player of the game, not because of the sacrifice fly that he hit. That is nice. I mean, it was his first RBI as a Padre and his fourth of his career, but because of what he did in his pitching line, he picks up the win. He's 8-7 on the season. He threw 6 strong innings tonight, 5 hits. He only gave up 1 run. He only walked 1 batter, and he struck out 8. So going back to that stat that I started with in the beginning of the postgame show, the last time the Padres had at least 30 or more strikeouts among the starting pitchers in 3 straight games would be May 17th through May 19th. They did 32 strikeouts combined between Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove. And tonight, Musgrove put them over the top to make it the largest amount of strikeouts here in the season between 3 pitchers, 3 straight days, with 33 now after he added 8 to Yu Darvish's 12 and Blake Snell's 13. So very, very nice for Joe Musgrove tonight, doing it again in front of the home fans. He looks like a different pitcher when he's at Petco Park and he's on the mound. He's already got one of the best ERAs in Petco Park history. So it just is one of those things. All right, let's go and find out what happened around baseball.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
All right. Well, you all know there wasn't that many games tonight. It was the Padres and the Marlins. We all know what that score was. The other games tonight were the Reds and the Indians in Cleveland. The Indians beat the Reds 9-3. The White Sox beat the Twins 11-1 in Minnesota, so they crushed them. The Yankees in 11 innings beat the Royals 8-6, and the Brewers and the Cubs were postponed for tonight because of weather. So it was a pretty quiet Monday night there for baseball. The Giants off, the Dodgers off, but there were 4 games played, and the important one for the Padres, the Reds lose to the Indians 9-3, and so that is your out-of-town scoreboard for tonight. All right, we did have a home run in the game, so how many now is that on the season?
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
1-2, Hosmer swings, hits this one in the air to deep right field. Forget it, way back, gonna go. Home run again for Eric Hosmer. His 10th of the season, and this game is tied at 1 in the second.
On cue, Eric Hosmer gets a changeup left up in the zone, and he hammers this ball over the barrel deck. This ball's on the line, 101 off the bat. Eric Hosmer continues to swing a hot bat. 1-1. It's 10th of the year. 51st RBI.
Absolute no doubter.
And that was the Padres' 137th home run of the season. That is good enough for tied with the Oakland A's at 14th best in Major League Baseball. They also have 137. And everybody in baseball right now is chasing the San Francisco Giants with 169 home runs. All right, we are heading into the final stretch of the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. I am Matt Scraby. When we get back, we will be naming our relief pitcher of the game, and we'll be telling you about who is going to be on the mound tomorrow in the game between the Padres and the Marlins. We'll do that in about 3 minutes when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. A 1-2-3 three strikeout inning for Austin Adams to close it out. Padres take game one of the series against Miami 8-3, and they have won 3 consecutive games.
Matt Scraby back with you here in the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. You heard it right there. Austin Adams, our reliever of the game. It was the good Austin Adams tonight. Not even the good Austin Adams, the fantastic Austin Adams tonight. He struck out all 3 batters he faced, and he picked up the win, or closed out the game, and the Padres picked up the win to win 3 in a row. Matt Scraby back with you here, and we have one more thing to do before we head out for the night. Thanks to everyone who tweeted me tonight, and thanks to everybody who gave us a call and let us know what was going on in their parts of the world. But tomorrow, we are looking at a bullpen game. We're not sure. We were talking about it with Coach a little bit earlier. We're not sure how long Craig Stammen is going to go for the Padres to start the game, but he is going to be the starter. And some may say that he even could go maybe 4 or 5 innings because of his starting experience in his previous part of his career with the Nationals. He was a starter. And on the year, he's been very good. He's 5-2. He has a 2.71 ERA, and he has 63 strikeouts on the season. So that is what we're looking at tomorrow for the Padres on the mound. Craig Stammen getting the start in a maybe possibly bullpen day. And then on the other side for the Marlins, it's a TBD, according to MLB.com. So I've learned that I will go with MLB.com because some other places do not tell you the correct starting pitcher. And right now, we do not know who the Padres are going to face tomorrow on the mound. That is it for this edition of the Padres postgame show. Again, thank you to everyone who tweeted me. Thanks to everyone who called. Thank you so much, so much to the guy back in studio, Thomas Andrews. My guy, Odd Thomas, on the ones and twos, as Tony would say. Appreciate him. He is people don't know this, but the guys that run the board, they have a really hard job, and they do it day in and day out. So if you can, thank them in your own head here and there, as they deserve it. Thanks to Adam Klug for giving me the opportunity. Thanks to Karen Cerulli, Kevin Callahan. Thanks to Dave Marcus for being the on-site engineer. And thank you to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. for their call tonight of the game. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show. Make sure you join us, all of us, tomorrow for on 97.3 The Fan, talking about the Padres. Ben and Woods, 5 to 9. Coach John Quintero from noon to 3. And then Gwynn and Chris from 3 until about 6:10 p.m. So we have a full day of Padres talk on 97.3 The Fan, and we have a full day to enjoy another Padres victory. Let's see if they can go for 4 in a row tomorrow night against the Marlins. That would be amazing. Craig Stammen on the mound. And that's it for me. Thanks again. Matt Scraby. Out, 97.3 The Fan.